and WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 967th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
I'm not leaving, though you've asked me, forever such a long, long time. You may waste our future. Happiness is hard to find. Go home and sleep, think it will last. Turn it over in your mind. The things you say should really hurt me. Your words were meant to be unkind. I can't believe you really meant. I can't believe you really mean it. Turn it over in your mind.
Thank you. Thank you, folks, and we're always happy to have you with us for another session of the Grand Ole Opry. Here's Grant Turner to start the list of folks who are with us tonight.
Right you are, Porter. Well, first off, there's the Jordanaires and that funny man from Hole in Wall, Rod Brasfield.
Yes, and my good guitar-playing friend Chester Atkins.
And Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, and the Opera Square Dancers.
And our very special guest tonight, Jimmy Newman. Now, just to get things off to a fast start, here are the Jordanaires with that great tune they recorded not long ago. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there.
We'll have a wonderful time up there.
Well, 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 everybody's going to have religion and glory. Everybody's going to be singing that story. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. You better get your ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there.
A wonderful time up there.
Well, now listen, everybody, I'm a-talking to you. Jesus is the only one that carries you through. Now, you better get you ready, cause I'm telling you why. Jesus is coming from his throne on high. Now, many are the word and the lonely sad. Now, you're going to wish you hadn't done the things you have. How you going to feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day?
Everybody's going to have religion and glory. Everybody's going to be singing that story. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Then reckoning the coming in the Lord. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
A wonderful time up there.
Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story.
Thank you, Jordanaires. That was real special, and I like those tunes with a bounce to them. Well, now let's see. We've got a guest star with us here tonight who sings a mighty fine song, so I think right now the best thing to do is to get him out here. So here he is. Let's make him feel real welcome. Jimmy Newman. Jimmy, it's good to have you with us on the Opry tonight.
Buddy, it's good to be here.
By the way, you've been all around over the country on personal appearances. for the last month or so. How about telling us where you're going to be for the next week or two, would you?
All righty, I'll be glad to. For instance, this coming Monday night, we'll be in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. And then, starting on the 26th, we'll be heading out for a great big tour out in the Midwest for quite a few days.
Good deal, Jimmy. And I know the folks are in for a treat when they see the Jimmy Newman's Grand Ole Opry show. You've got a record out that a few months back was one of the real big songs around the country, and it still is one of the big songs. How about doing it for us like you did on that record, A Fallen Star?
Okay.
Awful varmint loose backstage.
Simmer down. Just let me fill your pipe with this good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Just relax and enjoy cool, tasty, most comfortable PA.
I am, Mr. Wagner, I am. But you don't understand.
Prince Albert packs just right and burns so cool and easy because it's crimp cut. Shucks, Rod, everybody knows that. And they know Prince Albert tastes so good because the special Prince Albert process locks in all the fine natural tobacco flavor. Even gives the flavor a lift.
I know, but Mr. Wagner...
Just can't beat PA in an OCB paper for a making cigarette. Rolls easy, smokes so cool.
I've enjoyed my Prince Albert so much that I forgot what I was all flustered about.
Rod, for the tops in smoking comfort, whether you're a pipe smoker or a making man, you just can't beat the pleasure that comes with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Tommy Jackson, and he's fiddling along with the Opry Square Dancers to entertain us, so let's all let go of ourselves and enjoy the fun and frolic.
Oh, by the rides,
Oh, me, Tommy Jackson playing Cripple Creek. Thank you, Tommy, and thank you, Square Dancers. You know, We have a lot of fun and frolic here at the Grand Ole Opry. But tonight during the dancing, I just happened to notice an old couple sitting quiet, holding hands. So for them and for all of the old folks listening, here's a very special song just for you. Dad's old faded trousers and Mama's old print dress, they're not much in the fashions now, they can't afford the best. I know they feel neglected and sometimes in the way, because the last time I was home, I heard my mother say, well, you kids have all got married off now and left us by ourselves. My, we didn't know what lonesome was until the last one of you'd left. You've all got families of your own now that all your friends admire. Now that we've seen our dreams come true, tomorrow we'll retire. We still have the old home place. We paid it off last year. We don't owe a soul a dime now. Everything is clear. So we'll just relive our younger days and sit here by the fire. And if we both live through the night, tomorrow we'll retire. Why, we've seen the rainstorms flood our fields and wash our crops away. Then the droughts would come to follow this and last for days and days. Why, Pa and me has worked in the fields when that old sun was hot as fire. But that's all in the far-fetched past now. Tomorrow we'll retire. In health, we've both been lucky, but now we're getting kind of gray. Our pension starts tomorrow. It's just enough to pay our way. We've lived to see you kids grow up. That's been our heart's desire. And if the world don't end tonight, tomorrow we'll retire. So tomorrow we'll retire. Thank you. Thank you very much. Grant Turner, is our next entertainer ready?
He certainly is, Porter. He's always ready.
Okay, then, here he is. Certainly one of the most loved opera regulars. Chester Atkins and Digga Digga Doo. Chester, that's tops, boy. Well, I'd like to say that it gives me a real pleasure to introduce this next performer. He's a man of honesty, integrity, a fine, upstanding citizen who is noted for always telling the truth. Well, you know I'm lying, but here he is anyway, from Hornwall, Tennessee, Rod Brassfield.
Boy, that's the finest music I ever heard. I wished I knowed what it was. Thank you, man. Thank you. Howdy, Porter Wagner.
Well, Rodney, how you doing tonight?
You old skinny booger, you, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Rod.
If good I too. Look sort of tired tonight, it's because I'm sort of tired tonight.
What happened?
I didn't get no sleep last night.
You didn't get no sleep?
No, I slept in a Murphy bed.
A Murphy bed?
Yeah, and old Murphy snored too loud.
Anybody as dumb as you are don't ever sleep. You know.
Yeah,
right?
I'm dumb.
They don't need sleep.
What do you mean I'm dumb?
Why, you're the dumbest fella on the stage.
Now, look here, Porter Wagner. Now, just a minute.
You're the dumbest fella out here.
Now, that guy is fighting words where I come from, brother.
Well, start fighting.
Well, this ain't where I come from. I tell you one thing, I'm tired, too, because I just walked 17 miles to whoop a guy.
You just walked 17 miles to whoop a guy?
I walked 17 miles to whoop a guy.
Well, did you walk back?
No, they brung me back in a pickup truck. Hey, Porter, have you seen my gal Susie lately?
No, I haven't seen her lately.
That poor old thing is getting so fat I ever saw.
Is she getting fat? Huh?
Oh, I'm telling you, she's just getting awful huge.
Is that right?
She went on a diet last week. Don't eat nothing but bananas and coconuts.
Well, bananas and coconuts.
Don't eat nothing but bananas and coconuts.
Well, how's she getting along? How's she doing?
Well, she ain't losing no weight, but she sure did learn how to climb trees, brother. I'll tell you that. She had a girlfriend from up here in Nashville, up here in the city, come down there in Hornwall to visit her last week.
Yeah.
And this girl never had been on a farm, you know, didn't know nothing about country life nor nothing.
Yeah.
And I was trying to help her and show her around, you know. I was going to take her down to the barn and show her the stock and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And just as we went out behind the house, there's a great big old pile of empty milk cans back there, you know?
Empty milk cans, yeah.
Yeah. She says, oh, look, Rodney, I found a cow's nest. Went on down to the barn, Porter. Went on down to the barn there, and she looked up and seen this big old windmill.
Yeah.
Is it going, you know? She says, why, they've got an electric fan for the pigs. Oh, she was dumb. I was showing her the cows and horses and stuff, and I pointed out these cows to her there in the cow lot.
Yeah.
She says, what are those? I said, them's cows. She said, well, what are them little calves, you know, run around?
Yeah.
Said, what are them, little cowlets?
Little cowlets.
I said, yeah, some of them are little cowlets and some of them's little bullets.
Oh. Grant Turner, I understand you like to fish.
Well, nothing else is so relaxing.
Unless it's sitting back and enjoying a pipe full of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now, whoever goes fishing without a pipe and a tin of Prince Albert, the two just naturally go together.
Prince Albert does make good smoking seem better. It gives such a cool and satisfying, comfortable smoke.
Yeah, it tastes good, too.
That's because that special Prince Albert locks in all of the natural tobacco taste and flavor. PA is always fresh, and it's crimp cut, so it packs just right and burns slow and lazy-like.
Yeah, for a quick smoke, PA in an OCB paper makes a fine making cigarette. Man, it's the greatest.
Yep, Grant, for a pipe smoker or making man, you just can't beat the cool, refreshing, tasty, comfortable smoke you get with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best.
He spoke so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now let's, it's time to hear from our guest star again, so let's get together and make him feel real good as he comes out here once more, Jimmy Newman. Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy, it looks like all of the folks are waiting to hear you sing another song, so you're not going to keep them waiting, are you?
I sure won't, Porter. Here's one of the latest records called With Tears in My Eyes. With tears in my eyes, dear, I beg you to stay. You couldn't forgive me, so you went away. I made a mistake, dear, by telling you lies. I lay awake, dear, oh, with tears in my eyes. If you ever need me, oh, please let me know. Wherever you leave me, I'm willing to go. The past is a flower that withers and dies. I wake up tomorrow, oh, with tears in my eyes. Just give me one chance, dear, and I'll make amends. My yesterdays haunt me, my weary heart cries. I wake up tomorrow, oh, with tears in my eyes.
Thank you, Jimmy Newman. And Jimmy, it's always a pleasure to be on a program with you. And by the way, Grant, how about our next guest?
Well, Porter, our next guest is one who's been a great favorite with opera listeners for several years. Now, I might add, she's a big favorite with the record-buying public, too, especially for that piano work. Here she is with one of her own records, Ragging the Keys, Miss Del Wood. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Nobody on earth plays that piano like you.
And nobody has that special touch with a certain kind of song like you do, Porter. The crowds have flocked to your personals prove that. Well, tell us a little more about where you've been and where you're heading next.
Well, what's past is over, Grant, but what this is what the future looks like.
Yeah.
We're going to be up in Missouri all this next coming week for a bunch of shows in Missouri and down in... And also over in Oklahoma for some shows. Then a week from tomorrow, we'll be up in Indiana, Bean Blossom, Indiana, with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And then the following week, we'll be in Kentucky.
That's fine, Porter, but how about that new record now? The folks are waiting to hear you sing Your Love.
Kiss on my lips,
ooh, I can feel your love. Whisper to me, let me hear your love. Stay near to me, I can feel your love.
I don't know why, guess I would die if I ever lost you.
Ooh, I can feel your love.
Must be the devil in me.
Please understand, let me feel your love.
Well, we've got to get out of here, but I just want to say that it was real nice having you with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. Be back next week when Ray Price will be in charge with Bill Monroe along as his special guest. Till then, this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.